One year after Michigan became a state, the state's first prison was built in Jackson, out of logs. A few years later, it became the site of the world's largest walled prison. Now, as WMUK's Nancy Camden reports, it's a home for local artists.
Jackson, Michigan is the site of one of the most unique repurposed buildings in the country. From prison to armory to 62 affordable apartments with resident artist studios and a gallery. During a monthly open house, I met painter Gene Weir, who moved from Kalamazoo to Armory Arts Village when it opened in 2007.
We try to get as many artists that we can, but we can't discriminate that way. If you are an artist, one of the perks here is getting your own studio. And the studios are shared.
Through a Michigan Humanities Council grant, Weir and artist Hector Trujillo collaborated on 8 murals that show the history of the prison.
This is how the prison looked in its heyday. It was a magnificent place. It was the biggest walled prison in the world. And this was like a little village. There was all sorts of jobs because the prisoners worked. That's what made Jackson really successful, was because they had such a cheap labor force.
Can you show me your studio?
I'd love to. This is my studio. And one thing I wanted to point out, you can see the size of the cells by following the arch. It's an arch in the ceiling. This would have been 4 cells.
What are you saying the dimensions are of each cell?
It was 4.5 wide by 5.5 long. My name is Luke Cubile. I'm one of the artists that lives and works here. My apartment's on the 2nd floor. I teach classes. I remember when they were talking about doing this, that's when I couldn't find a job and I was ready to move back to New York. And ever since I moved in, I've been busy. It's nice living with other artists because that way you're always inspired. There's always inspiration here.
What are the remnants of the prison that you see every day?
The exposed brick walls. The walls are like 4 feet thick, so you don't hear anything that's going on outside. Some of the windows still have the bars on them. The ceilings have these arches. Every arch used to be a cell.
I just think it's really cool and unusual that we have all these pipes and things that are showing.
My name is Joy Nelson.
Oh, can animals live here?
20 pounds, yes. So this is just a one-bedroom, and I have the open kitchen plan. Out this window, you can see the walls that surround this apartment building, all 3 sides. I can see the turrets. And then this building right here was the old mess hall. So it's a historic building and it cannot come down.
My name is Judy Gail Krasno, and I am the founder and director of the Jackson Historic Prison Tours. It's an amazing piece of history like no other. My children, I have 4 grown children, thought I was losing my mind to move from sunny Miami, Florida, to an old prison in Jackson, Michigan, in winter. My eldest son visited. When he saw it, he was so impressed. The grandeur. Every apartment had to have some remnant of the old prison, and I have this huge, high brick wall. Those walls are lined with 3 feet of woven steel. That steel is still behind our walls. And the whole idea of changing the vibes of those steel-lined walls into something that expresses human life with such beauty and talent is a wonderful thing. From prison to armory, to artist resident community. Where else can you find that?
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.